Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless. Welcome, Freedom Fighters, to Tuesday Night Prayer. I'm so excited to come and fellowship and commune with you tonight as we come together to pray, to partner with the Holy Spirit, and to contend with the powers of darkness. We're still pressing in and pushing through to the promises and the word of the day, the will of the Father, all of those things. As he leads, as he intends for our lives. So as you're coming on, I want to say hello, shout you out, shout your city out. I want to say hello, how are you? God bless you. Make sure you bring somebody with you into tonight's live. And so tag three, tell a friend. Make sure you like and subscribe to this broadcast. So if this is your first time coming here, my name is Tina. I'm the CEO and founder of Flawed and Free and the host of Flawed and Free Podcast. We can be found on all digital media streaming platforms of your choice: Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, Google Play, YouTube, wherever you listen and or stream, we are there. And so if this is your first time, we are a ministry that is devoted and committed to the call that God has placed upon our lives, that is placed upon us to partner, to fellowship, to help, to break the powers of generational curses, to close demonic portals and pathways that have prevented you from coming into your destiny. And so we want to come against those dream killers, those destiny killers, and we want to open our hearts and our minds to what God has for us. And so we do that through deliverance. We do that through spiritual warfare prayers. And so the core of who we are is to help people mind, body, soul, and spirit. So we pray, we put the holy back into holistic health and wealth in the name of Jesus. And so this month, we're actually going forth and contending with the enemy in the area of mental health and mental health awareness. So May is the month of mental health awareness for those that don't know. And so we have been strategically moving forward as the Lord has given us a strategy for this particular month to focus on warfare prayers and prayers to partner with the word of God, the will of God, to help free the minds of many, of men, of God's people, for those that have been struggling with different things. We kind of kicked off the month of Mental Health Awareness Month, dealing with bipolar, double-mindedness, schizophrenia, and so many other things, right? And even if you have not, you know, prayerfully not received any mental health illness issues, diagnosis, or any of those things, the mind is where the warfare begins. So if you followed this ministry for any period of time, you heard me speak to the order, the process and the order in which the enemy attacks and gets us to self-sabotage our destiny and what God has predestined for us. So it starts first in your mind, and it moves from your mind to your mouth, and from your mouth then to your members. And so he's able to activate through your mouth, for death and life are in the power of the tongue. And so whatever the enemy can get you to believe, of course, it being a lie, those things that contradict, that are contrary to what God has spoken, to what God has said over your life, he then, through the that agreement is able then to get you, because he does not have the power to hinder God's plan and destiny for your life. So he gets you to do it. And so what he does is he brings forth confusion. He brings forth lack of confidence, poor self-esteem, poor self-image, and all of the lies that he'll tell you that you're unworthy, that you're helpless, that you're hopeless, that you will never be good enough for God, for God's work, for the work of the kingdom, and so many things that he gets you to believe. And with those things, he can get you to curse with your mouth those things that you have thought, that you are now speaking, that you are now decreeing and saying, and then he can then activate through your actions. Then you will be able to see the manifestation of the kingdom of darkness manifest in your life. And so we are here tonight to contend, to cover, to press and pray till we see what we say in the name of Jesus. And as we come together, we're partnering with the Holy Spirit and in prayer, for he is our helper. Glory be to God. Thank God for my bestie, my best friend, the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, where would I be without him? Where would you be without him? So that we can then pray God's will and pull the kingdom of heaven down into the earth. So I see you guys coming on. Good evening, Rose, on TikTok. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so appreciative of you and moderating and helping and partnering with us in prayer. So thank you over there on TikTok. We're now streaming on Facebook and both the business page, Flawed and Free, and my personal page. And we're also streaming on TikTok and YouTube. So sometimes you can't always see the comments. So we'll be placing comments up so you can engage and interact with your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ. So let's give a shout out real quick to everybody. Hello, 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 all you beautiful people. I see Keisha, my girl. She's on here tonight. Hey, Keisha, how you doing in these spiritual streets? Glory be to God. I see my team showing up here tonight. My spiritual daughter, Sierra, Miss Sandy, JBJB, Ashley G, Essence. Good evening, Gwyneth. How are you? Just Farm Life. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, Amber. So good to see you, daughter. Morning praise. We have Stephanie. Oh, I'm spitting all over the place. Lord Jesus. Stephanie, is it Jose or yeah. Stephanie, how you doing, sis? How you doing? Good evening. Tanisha, hey, girl, hey. Nicole Olawasan Awanasanu. I pray I did not butcher your name. Hello, beautiful woman of God. Thank you for joining us tonight. Alexis, hello, hello, hello. And all of you, as you come on tonight, again, make sure you share. It doesn't cost you a thing. Digital evangelist. So, hey, Brianna, my niece, how are you? So digitally, we evangelize in these streets, okay? So when you come on my live, right, all you got to do, don't cost you a thing. Don't cost you a star. Don't cost you a heart. Don't cost you nothing. All you got to do is share this broadcast right now. So whatever platform that you are watching this from, share it to your page so that we can get the power of agreement, right? That we can come together, the more the better, to press in to what God has. Aloha. Hi. Okay. Olu. I love it. Thank you. Don't charge it to my mind, but yeah, whatever. You know what the saints say. Thank you for helping me with that. So yes, can I blow the wind of fresh fire from Jesus? I absolutely can. I love TikTok. Listen, y'all don't play games over on TikTok. Y'all show up and y'all be ready for it, okay? Y'all want the fire, the wind, the miracles, the signs, the wonders. That's what we're here for, and that's what we're going to do. So as you guys are coming on, I want to make a quick announcement, okay? June the 8th, okay? Here in just a few short days. days and about 11 days, we will be going forth and petitioning in prayer with our communities all over the globe. Okay. This thing you do not want to miss. There's no registration. It's free for you. Tag and tell a friend. We will be praying and fasting this day. So from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be fasting along with this 12 hours of prayer. We have some powerful, mighty men and women of God that are partnering with us that day, and we are going to go forth into pressing through to receive our mid-year breakthrough. How many of you joined our Esther fast at the top of the year? We do this every year. It's an annual fast. It's 3 days, and we're online literally all day, 4 times a day, 6, 12, 6 and 12, and deliverance, healing, prophecy, whatever you need is there. And so we are servicing our altars. We are placing fire on our altars. And some of you guys might be growing weary in this season. I want to encourage you that you will not faint at the finish line. We will make it from this month through June through December. We're still seeing some activations, some demonstrations. God is not dead. He is alive. I know you might be feeling a little tired, a little fatigued in the middle of the year, but I am ready for God to blow a breath, a wind, a fresh fire in your life. And so it's going to be fire. Fire. Do you hear me? June the 8th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So make sure you are letting people know this is where we're going to be as we go forth in prayer. Glory be to God. I want to start out with a couple of prayers and focus tonight on depression. As I was sitting with the Holy Spirit and asking him what we would be discussing, because this is our last week for Mental Health Awareness Month, what would we be focusing on? And I believe he, as always, will lead me into some other spaces. But we're going to be targeting one of our prayer targets for tonight is depression and the spirit of heaviness and gloom. The spirit of heaviness and gloom and depression. And so I'm excited because this is something that actually sits very close to me, okay? I dealt with depression for many years in my past prior to deliverance. And even to this day, the enemy knows what works and what's worked before. Whether it's something that's worked in your bloodline or something that you're presently dealing with, I happened to be a functional depressive, and I'm not claiming that today. I've been delivered and healed and made whole. Glory be to God. But you may not be. This may be a battle that you're struggling and you with, and maybe or a stronghold or something that you just feel this heaviness and things that will just out of nowhere sometimes it seems. And sometimes it's not always a trigger. There may, you know, where there's things going on in your life and you're just barely making it to work. You're just barely making it to church. And you're putting on a mask and you're putting on makeup and you're putting your best face on so that you can continue and do the work that God has called you and to be who you're created to be. But there's this underlying undertone of gloom and depression and hopelessness, and you just can't shake it and you just can't fight it. It may be something generational. It may be something that you are directly being attacked with. And some of these things are actually connected to seasons. I used to notice that I had higher depressive moments and higher depressive attacks during certain seasons. So a lot of times people will feel an extra sense of gloom or heaviness around maybe Christmas or holiday seasons, and or where the weather is a bit weird. So I would always, like in the winter months when it wasn't as sunny outside and all of those things, feel a little bit more of a challenge in these seasons. And so in the DSM-5, y'all, some of y'all know I'm a nurse practitioner and I worked in mental health and in the psychiatric realm for a while, but we call it schizoaffective disorder or seasonal affective disorder. And so certain seasons, you'll have maybe really high highs and really low lows. And so you can go to work, you can go to church, you can go, but the minute I would hit my door door, y'all. The minute, listen, I was shuffling to get in that bed and shut those lights off and lay in the dark. So I wouldn't get back up till it was time to eat, feed my children, go back to work, and go back to being functional again. And so everyone saw me in my norm, day to day, everything's good, everything's great. But I was dealing with this heaviness, this depression, right? And so even, yes, the ICD-10, come on, y'all, on this Mental Health Awareness Month. Listen, we coming to pray, but I'm coming to educate you a little bit, kind of to help you, let you know that you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself, but God will give you rest. There is peace. There is hope. I've come today to pray with you, and it might not be you. It might be a family member, someone you love, someone you care for. It might be your mother, your sister, your brother. I see Rose, I'm an Lexapro and Effexor was your friend. Yes, deliverance is your portion. Therapy is your portion. Even though we're moving in the spiritual realm and God can heal all sickness and all diseases, to include depression and all of these things, therapy is very much advocated. I am an advocate of therapy. I advocate for it. I'm here for it. God gave us mental health therapists, trauma therapists, people that can actually give us life applicable coping mechanisms and things that we can partner in prayer with God. And I have personally helped many people by the power of the Holy Spirit, because I have no weight in my name, but all the weight in His name. I have delivered and assisted people with coming off of their medications, coming off of their depressive medications, and being able to live successful, healed, happy, and whole lives through spiritual counseling, through spiritual coaching, through deliverance, and adding therapy with their deliverance. So I tell everybody that I counsel, that I coach, and there's a holistic plan that you need. It's mind, body, soul, and spirit. And so if you're struggling and you need a mentor, a counselor, you maybe need somebody to talk to, maybe you're a leader in your church, and maybe you're afraid to tell, you shouldn't be if you're being covered in a place, but sometimes it's like that, right? Some of these mega churches, you don't feel close to someone, and you're like, hey, I feel like I need a little help. I need a little spiritual support. I need some help learning how to pray. I can help you. I have consultations and coaching packages that I help people with all the time. All you have to do, we'll put the link there in the chat if you're interested in receiving one-to-one counseling or consultation. You just have questions about how to take the next step with God, and or maybe some dream. You're having these dreams and God's trying to show you your purpose and your destiny, and you're kind of fuzzy about what does this mean? What is God saying? You know, and you need some support, because mind you, this is support. I'm not your God. I'm not your savior. I will never try to be, but I will always lead you in the path of righteousness. I will always lead you to the soul source, which is the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, and then I will help empower you and equip you with the materials, with all the things that you need, right? The weapons of warfare, all of the things that you need to go from your now to your next, because that's what this is about, right? We don't want to just stay stuck and stagnant, stuck in the mud of our minds, but we want to come out of these places in which we feel stuck, so that we can begin to move in God. God is fluid. God is move. He's full of movement. And so if you're finding a season where I think I've been here too long, but I just don't know how to get out of this pit, I'm depressed, I'm hurt, my heart hurts, no matter what I say, no matter how many scriptures I read, no matter how much I pray, I cannot get free. Here at Flawed and Free, we are here to partner with you to help you get free in Jesus' name. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Glory be to God. So if that be you, please reach out to our ministry at theflawedandfree.com. We have tons of resources, tons of events all year long, and we would love to partner with you. So tonight, let's get into Psalms chapter 34, verse 17 through 18. I want to kind of talk about a few scriptures before we get into prayer. Let's set the foundation in prayer. My God, let's come in agreement tonight, you prayer warriors all over the globe. I'm glad you're here with me tonight. And let's get into our first scripture and we'll proceed as the Lord leads. Let's go. So Psalms chapter 34, someone will put that in the chat, verse 17 through 18. Thank you, Rose, over there on TikTok. We're going to get into, it says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So there are many translations you may be reading from. KJV is my favorite. I skip around to others, but it doesn't matter. Whichever one you have, that's the one we'll go with. And on your own time, when you go before the Holy Spirit, if you're struggling with depression, if you're struggling with feelings of gloom, if you're struggling with heaviness, tonight you're going to get free. Who wants to get free? I want to see some fire in the emoji if you want to get free tonight as we pray and partner with these scriptures. Hi, my sister, Patricia. I'm so glad you're here tonight from Canada. Good to see you. Good to see you, woman of God. So listen, if you want to get free, I'm going to show you how to get free in God. I'm going to show you. I see all these emojis on TikTok, Facebook, YouTube. Y'all moving a little slow. Y'all moving a little slow over here in these streets. Put those emojis in there because God said that he is near the brokenhearted. Do you hear me? In this translation, it says the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth, my God, them out of all their troubles. Did he say some? No. Did he say a few? No. Did he say maybe? No. God said he will deliver you out of all your troubles. And the Lord is nigh, meaning near. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Contrite is crushing. There's a crushing that happens when your heart is broken. Maybe you've been in a relationship. Maybe you just got out of a relationship. Maybe you're struggling with the decision to leave a relationship. And you feel like, you know, I don't know what my life looks like outside of this person. I don't know what my life will look like if I let this thing go. But I'm telling you here right now and today that the Lord says all you got to do is draw near to him. So tonight, as you pray, I want you to lay down the woes and the worries of the day. I want you to lay down the woes and the worries of your life. I want you to put aside every heavy weighted thing, everything that has kept you heavy laden, every burden, every false burden. For God says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So when you feel burdensome, when you feel worrisome, when you feel full of gloom, when you feel heavy and brokenhearted, that is the time to seek the face of the Father and let him lift those burdens because they are not yours. They are the Lord's. Do you hear me? They are not yours. They are the Lord's. Maybe you're experiencing some dysfunction. Maybe you're experiencing some retaliation. Maybe you're in a season where you and your spouse can't seem to get it right and y'all are going back for four tit for tat. You and your mama, your sister, your brother, your cousin. Listen, nothing seems to be going right. And I don't care what you do, it just seems like you just cannot move from this place. God is near and God hears. Glory be to God. Let's get into our next scripture here for the night as we prepare to petition the courts and go to the Father. fear not. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. If someone will put that in the chat as well for your fellow sisters and brothers in Christ that are watching with you tonight. Isaiah 41, chapter 10. We are going to go for tonight and reading the word of the living God. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. KJV, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Glory be to God. God says, fear not. Fear not. Fear not, for I am your God. My God, how glorious and wondrous he is to know that when we are in trouble, in times of trouble, that we can cry out to our Father, Abba, and he will come and rescue us. He will deliver us. He will heal us. He will help us, and he will give us rest. Let's go into the third scripture, and we'll press in prayer. If you are ready, I think y'all are ready. I think the soil is set. I think the slab is solid on the foundation, the solid rock of Christ Jesus. Listen, if y'all are ready, I am ready because I feel my spirit stirring up. I feel my spirit stirring up, ready to go forth. So if that be you, if that be you, go ahead and say, it is me, it is I, it is me in Jesus' name. So our third scripture is going to come out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. That is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. I'll read out of this version as we pull up this online for you to see. But it says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Listen, this is God's promise to us. We don't have to be struck with depression and oppressive states and be stagnant in our movement and in our minds because the devil has told you a lie and you have believed the lie. I see you, Faith, on TikTok. I see you. She said, it's me. It's me. Come on now. If it's you, say, it's me. It's me. It's me. Oh, Lord, I am crying out in the need of prayer. My God. God said he will never leave you. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I He will not leave you, daughter. He will not leave you, son. He will not leave you. For the Lord goes ahead of you. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him now. Begin to uplift your praise before him now. Begin to press through in prayer and praise and honor and in worship. For he is worthy of your praise. He is worthy of your honor. He is worthy. So begin to speak to your Father now. Begin to speak aloud and to shift your atmosphere. I know the heaviness you feel is in your atmosphere. Take authority tonight. Take authority over your atmosphere. Say, I am a child of God, and fear you must go in the name of Jesus. Fear you must go in the name of Jesus. Depression, you must leave right now in the name of Jesus. Leave this house, leave this mind, leave my home, leave my heart, leave my children, leave my spouse, leave my finances, leave in the mighty name of Jesus. You have no place nor your any space here. You devil are trespassing in the name name of Jesus. But tonight, I evict you. I sign the eviction notice, and I decree and declare that this is a house of prayer, that this house is a house of prayer, and I belong to you, and you belong to me, and there shall be nothing that shall come near my dwelling. There is nothing that can hurt or harm me, because my Father goes ahead of me. My Father, he is with me. For the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord says, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So I want you to now, tonight, for those that are listening, watching, those that will watch the replay, I want you to begin to move your mouth, and I want you to begin to stand in agreement with God's word, and I want you to stand tall, press forward, and speak back to the enemy, and begin to pack his bags tonight. Say, no longer will depression hold me. No longer will I fear being alone. No longer will I fear being left behind. No longer will I fear being overlooked. No longer will I sit here brokenhearted and needing healing. I decree and declare that healing is your portion, for Jesus Christ of Nazareth has taken 39 stripes on the cross for your divine healing. Hear me, men and women of God. Healing is your portion. Inner healing, divine healing, healing of your mind, healing of your body. Healing is yours in Jesus' name. All you got to do is take hold of it and pull it down. For thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no pain in heaven. There's no oppression in heaven. There's no heaviness in heaven. There's no gloom in heaven. There is peace and love and joy in heaven. And so all that God has given you access to, begin to activate, stir it up in the spirit. Begin to press and push. Begin to say no to the devil and yes to God. For God is already saying yes to you. For he is the God of yea and amen. Sometimes when you feel sad, sometimes when you feel disconnected, sometimes when you feel that God is far from you, a good thing to do, not only in prayer, but praise. Praise will open up portals to heaven. Praise will open up joy and peace. Praise will bring you breakthrough. Turn on your gospel. Turn on your worship music. And even if you don't know what to pray and you don't know what to say, praise always works. Praise is a weapon, and it is a powerful, powerful weapon. So praise will always work. You might not know the scripture. You might not know what scripture to go to, but if you would just open your mouth and give God a hallelujah, even in the wait, even in the move, even as you pray, even as you're praying, you say, you know what, God, I can't see it, but I'm going to walk by faith, because you said to walk by faith and not by sight. As you begin to walk, God is walking with you. God is moving ahead of you. God is helping you as you begin to sing a psalm of praise, as you begin to lift up the fruit of your lips to your Father, as you begin to say, nonetheless, my God, but your will, not my will, but your will. Can you imagine how heavy laden our Father Jesus Christ was as he was preparing to go to the cross? Can you imagine? I want you to just take a moment. Can you just take a moment and put yourself in the Father's shoes? A man that was spotless, that was wrinkle-free, that was blameless, that was sinless. He had done no harm. He had done no sin. He had done nothing wrong, but yet he was laying his life down for a bunch of sinners so that we could receive salvation and be set free. Can you imagine?
Hey, Freedom Fighters, it's Tina, your host from Flawed and Free Podcast. Are you experiencing spiritual attacks in your dreams? Do you have questions about spiritual warfare and deliverance? Or are you just seeking Holy Spirit-led advice and wise counsel? I have great news for you. We are now offering one-to-one consultations to set you on the right path to purpose. Why struggle alone in your own thoughts when we together are a part of the body of Christ? Therefore, we must help one another. So as one of his servants, it would be a pleasure to support you on your journey from your now to your next. Go today. Do not delay and book your consultation with me. You can go to theflawedandfree.com, or I will put the link in the episode description of this podcast, and you can go there and book your session with me. God bless.
Imagine the burden, the heaviness that even God, being both 100% man and God, that he endured as he prayed. We know that God, when he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, he went to pray. He went to go before his Father. He said, Lord, if this cup, Lord Jesus, if you would just take this cup from me. How many of you have had these moments where you just felt like there was no way up, it was only down for you? That no matter what you did, no matter what you said, no matter the prayers you prayed, that you couldn't see nothing but hopelessness, and you just couldn't see the way out. I can only imagine some of these moments that the Lord had, that he had to press in into the bosom of God, that he had to press in prayer and just praise God anyway and say, nonetheless, God, I'm here to do your work. And Psalms 40 and 3 says, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. I want you to begin to commit tonight to a new level of trust in God. Say, God, I might not trust my job. I might not trust my kids. I may not even trust my mama. I might not even trust my spouse. I might not trust anybody in this life, because it seems like everybody that I put my trust in has betrayed me, has disappointed me, has hurt me, has come against me in some way. But God says, if you will put your trust in him, if you will put your trust in the Lord, that he will put a new song. My God, you can put a new song in your mouth. He will put a new song of praise. He will put a new thing in your life. He will bring you into the new. If you will just trust him and believe, if you will just trust him and believe, my God, my God, my God, my God. Just pray in the spirit for a moment. Let's let the Holy Ghost pray through us and partner with our inner man right now. And we're going to pray and petition our Father with our heavenly language. I am not prophesying right now, so do not get into my chat. You will get blocked. If you get up here talking about you can't pray in tongues without an interpreter, this is not Corinthians. I am not preaching and prophesying right now. We are praying, as this is Tuesday night prayer and our heavenly language and our prayer language. And so we're going to partner in prayer for those that have their heavenly language. And if you don't, that is okay. I am praying for the infilling of the Holy Spirit in your life. If it is you and it is your desire to be filled tonight with the power, with the fire of the Holy Ghost, to pray and speak in tongues in Jesus' name, all you got to do is open your mouth and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your mouth and to activate this gift of the Holy Spirit. So I hope to hear some testimonies. It might be you, but I pray that a fresh fire and a fresh infilling, even for those that have already received, I loose a fresh fire tonight in your life. I loose a fresh wind in your life in the name of Jesus. May fire fill your mouth, fire fill your home, fire fill your vessel, fire fill your body in the name of Jesus. I loose the fire of the living God. Fire in the name of Jesus. 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 Fire, 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 fire. Hey, Kadalaman so fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Ekana lamanso, rembanto, rakata lamanso, rembantandelebanso, rembanto kuti eleve, lantantelemansa. I bind every spirit of depression. Linda lamanso, rabakaya, lototo lamansa. Depression, I bind you. Rekantandelebanso, heaviness, the spirit of heaviness, I bind you. Rekato rabamamamasi, rombokoto te alaman. Loose the lives and the minds of the people of God tonight. I bind you now and I decree and declare that every work that depression has brought into your life, that it be loosed and that it be broken. That every work die in the name of Jesus by fire and by force. In the name of Jesus, I arrest every work of the enemy against your life in the area of depression and heaviness. E kalamanso, rembandalamanso, the spirit of gloom. Rekanto rabababasaya, rembende katanto omamamasi, seasonal affective disorders. Rekantandalamanso rabababasi, I bind you now in chains of fire. Rekato ramamamasi, rembakato rombomabaso, I loose rows and rows and rows and rows and rows of fiery, flaming chains to bind every single spirit of depression, every single spirit of gloom, every single spirit of heaviness. Eko talamanso, rembandalamanso rakaya, rembandalamanso rakatandoloboso. Come on, there's about 100 of you on here. Rekatandalamanso, don't just look and lurk. Pray, open your mouth and activate the power of the kingdom of heaven, that it will manifest right now in your life, that you will begin, that you will get free, that your family will get free in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Lord, loose the breaker's anointing over tonight and this prayer. Lord, loose the breakthrough angels. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in the name of Jesus. You might be feeling a little hot as we pray. You might be feeling a little dizzy. Sometimes people begin to feel nauseous and dizzy. If any of you are feeling any abnormal manifestations, things a loves, things that are a bit weird. Make sure you put that in the chat so we can pray for you. We didn't just come here to play. We came here to pray. Come on, y'all, in the name of Jesus. So go in the name of Jesus. Go into the abyss. Rekanto rabasa. Go into the pit. Rekanto rabatantolabansi. Rekanto rabasa. I bind every headache on Erica in the name of Jesus. Every python and constricting spirit. Rekanto rabapasandelebanso. I loose the fire of God upon your mind and upon your head, Erica, in the name of Jesus. Rekanto ramamamasi. Rekatandelebanso. Rekanto rabaso. Every serpent that is trying to choke out your prayer life in the name of Jesus. I lose fire. Fire the living God. Fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we call upon you, our deliverer. We declare your freedom tonight. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood over your minds. Every mind binding spirit, Rekanto Rabasa, every octopus spirit, Lekio Rabamamasa, Rembanalamanso, that is wrapped as tentacles and links around your mind, Rekanto Rabasa, I burn it up with the fire of the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. Rekantilabansoya, Rembantoko to Rabasa, fire in the name of Jesus, Rekanto Rabasa, Ndelabaso. And you will receive a transformed and renewed mind in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, as it is in Jesus. Let Jesus bind your mind. Depression and oppression, I loose you from the minds of the people of God. Every single area of mental warfare, mental illness, mental distress, Rekanto Rabasa, every lie that the devil has told you in your mind, we cast down every lie, we cast down every vain imagination in the name of Jesus. Elebanso, Rembandalabanso, where your mind has gotten away and walked away with the lie, the imaginations of the enemy that are contradictory to what God has spoken and what God has said over your life, we send fire to those lies that you have let rest, rule, and reign in your mind. And we loose the spirit of truth. We loose Holy Spirit and the spirit of truth into your mind for every lie that's been spoken, for every curse that has been spoken, for every open door in the name of Jesus. Father God, we repent this day. Father, we repent on behalf of our ancestors. We repent on behalf of our family and forefathers. Father, we repent, oh God, for every single lying spirit, for every single spirit that is arrested and kept our minds bound in a lie. In the name of Jesus, we thwart every lie that has come to kill your destiny tonight. In the name of Jesus, we uproot and we take up every root from every lie that was passed down in your family that you inherited. In the name of Jesus, right now we loose the lie, we break the lie, we uproot the lie in the name of Jesus by fire and by force. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Every lying tongue, yes, morning praise. We condemn every lying tongue. We condemn in the name of Jesus. We break the lie. We break the lie. The lies you told yourself. We break it. 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 In the name of Jesus, we break it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yekamansoya. Hekantishotaya. Ripokoton tanalamantaya. Ripokota. Lisa lakaya. Luntishantai. Repokoto. Rikantushaya. Lontikananamanso. Hekantando. Repantisi. Lakato laka. Lanti alamanto. Remansi. We break the lie. We break the lie in Jesus' name. We break the lie in Jesus' name. We break the lie in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out of their minds. Come out of their minds. And we loose truth. The spirit of truth. We loose it over your minds. Be free in Jesus' name. 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 Hekalamanso. Rebanta, lonti alamanto, ricanta, lonti shalaba, rimbantoko, recotalaba, ricotanti e hanto shede rebanto, ricotia, lonti cata de paia, lonti shete, lecata, pray in the Holy Ghost, e de la bassa, lontica, ricata dalabanto, resanda la bassa, up and out, yes, out. Fire in the name of Jesus. Remandalamanso, Rebakanta Rabasi, Rendelabasa, for you have a sound mind. I decree and declare that you have a sound mind. You have a sound mind, that peace is your portion. Where the enemy has run rampant in your mind, where you couldn't sleep, where the enemy continues to speak lies and to replay the pain of the past for those that have hurt you, for those that have betrayed you and had you stuck in offense, had you stuck in pain, had you stuck in hurt, in the name of Jesus, I loose every offense. I loose every spirit of bitterness. I loose every spirit of resentment. I loose all depression and depressive thoughts. In the name of Jesus, recatora passando lo bosso, recatando la bassa, and I take every thought captive right now in accordance to 2 Corinthians 10:5 to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Take every thought captive right now in the name of Jesus. Arrest those thoughts. Arrest them now in Jesus' name, that whatever God did not send, whatever God did not intend, loose it now. I loose the fire of the living God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Yes. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. I want you to say that aloud. Sound mind. I have a sound mind in Christ Jesus. I have a sound mind in Christ Jesus. Say it loud. Say it proud. I have a sound mind in Christ Jesus. Devil, you must go. Leave this place. You are trespassing. Leave their minds. You are trespassing. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave. Leave, yes. Loose them now. Pekalamansoya. Ikarabashele katanti alabansoko roboso. Rimbantakani. Rimbantoko rapasi. Rekatando kolamantalamansi. Rekatandu etebasa. Likotushente. Lantukatampata. Likoteti anda bantakala. Lushite tamba. Liketembanalebantiala. Lotike. Lansanta tambi alalebantoko. Lototieni. Deteketembe. Lontokatana manto. Lakiala ba. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound child mind. Le so clarity. So clarity. Clarity of thought. Clarity of mind. Le so sound mind. Sound mind. Say that aloud. Sound mind in Jesus' name. Sound mind in Jesus' name. Sound mind. Sound mind. Hallelujah. 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 Let me tell you what opens the door to demonic thoughts and mind-binding thoughts and warfare. It's fear. It's fear. So when you're dealing with the matters of the mind, you need to also deal with the stronghold and the strong man called fear. He is the gatekeeper. Fear is the gatekeeper to those racing thoughts, those abnormal thoughts, and the things that concern the matters of your mind. So even in 2 Timothy 1:7, where it says, God did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind in the name of Jesus. Fear is the gateway to the enemy to keep you from having a sound mind. So if you are struggling with intrusive thoughts, if you are struggling with oppressive thoughts, if you are struggling with depression and heaviness, then I'm telling you now, 9 times out of 10, you will need to also deal with the strong man and the spirit called fear. Bind and arrest the strong man of fear, and you will be able to see peace, power, love, and a sound mind come to pass in your life. But fear is one of the things that the Lord showed me with how to conquer the matters of the mind, is to deal with fear. Glory be to God. Here's the scripture. It says right here, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Declare that over your life today as we prepare to close out in prayer. Prepare tonight. Declare that as we have pressed in prayer and bound the enemy and sent fire to the enemy's camp. Now make a declaration over your life that you will no longer deal with fear, that you have now received the mind of Christ and a sound mind in Christ Jesus. Receive it, believe it, grab it, have it, walk that thing out. Do you hear me? In the name of Jesus. Once you deal with this spirit of fear, you will then begin to see doors open up and the pathways of your mind and clarity come forth into your life. You will see the fruit of what God has declared through the fruit of the spirit. You will see peace, you'll see love, you'll see joy, you'll see self-control. You will see all of the fruit of the Holy Spirit when you begin to bind and arrest and cast down every vain imagination, right? These are the things that are in your mind. These are imaginations of the mind. There are lies, and there are things that the enemy wants you to believe, because when you believe the lie, that means you come into agreement with his satanic plan over your life, and you cannot receive from God. You cannot do both. So you must decide how to move forward, how to come out of agreement with the enemy, and how to come into agreement with not only the will of God, but the word of God. And you must begin to move your mouth so that your voice can activate what is in heaven, what God has spoken, what is written on the scrolls of your life, that God can now feel and manifest himself in the earth so that you can see the tangible fruit of the spirit. That's how this works. So if that be you and you can't seem to figure out how to get out of these spaces, seek the Holy Spirit, fast and pray, petition God's throne, bind and arrest the spirit of fear and every thought that contends with what the word of God says and what God has said. Deal with the lie. Deal with fear so that you can see the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifest in your life. Glory be to God. Yes, Erica said, I come out of agreement with fear. She's renouncing it and she's telling the enemy to silence his mouth and to shut up in the name of Jesus and get out. Shut up, Satan, and get out. Tell him, say, shut up, get out in Jesus' name. And he will leave. He will flee. He will leave because he has to abide by the word. For the word says, if you rebuke, some translators say resist the devil, he will flee from you. When you resist him and you don't give him room to talk to you, you say, talk to the hand. I remember back in the day, they said, talk to the hand, talk to the hand. You got to tell Satan, bye, bye, Felicia, bye, leave, go. You have no place here. Rise up, speak out in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, talk to the hand, Satan. Get out. Shut up. Mute the mouth of the enemy and shut him up. Shut him down. Shut him up. In the name of Jesus, tell him to get out. Tell him to get out. Tell him to get out. You'll see your whole life change. You will see your whole life change. Because he must submit and obey. He might try to come back, but he must submit and obey. If you feel led to sow a seed into your deliverance, your breakthrough, into a sign of seeds for planting and plowing in this season, whatever the Lord leads you, if you so feel led, you can give now at theflawedandfree.com/give. You can also go to Cash App at $FlawedFree. That's $FlawedFree. Make sure you assign your seed so that we know where the seed is going, that the Holy Ghost knows. As you pray and you give your seed to the Father and you plant into the ground, I cover every single seed, 50 cent, $1, $1 million. I cover every single seed that comes into this ministry. I take those seeds very seriously and I pray and cover them in my time of intercession for everyone that sows into this ground. It is fertile ground and I know that it bears much fruit. I have seen the fruit with many all over the country, in and out of the United States. I have seen freedom. I have seen people get free from anxiety, depression, from all sort of mental diseases and sicknesses, from partnering with myself and the Holy Ghost, because we're led by the Holy Ghost. I can do nothing without him, nor would I try. So this ain't me. This is him. But as we partner together, God has allowed, we have seen the move of God, the move of the Spirit, and so many people's lives, instantaneous, miraculous healings. I can tell you many, many deliverance explanations and stories and testimonies of people getting free, people getting delivered, people getting healed. This is what God designs and desires for you. You are not supposed to be broke, busted, and disgusted. You are not supposed to be looking to the left, not knowing what you're going to do, not knowing where your next meal coming from, not knowing. God has intended for you to live a faithful, healed, and fruitful life today. Not when you die, not when you go to heaven, but today. right here, right now, in this time, in this day, in this age. No matter how wicked the world is, you belong to the kingdom of heaven, and you can manifest the riches, the resources, and the rewards of heaven today in your life. You do not have to wait. You can open portals in prayer. You can service your altar. God will come through. God says, all you got to do is come to me. I got you. And so as many that have come to this ministry, in Jesus' name, I thank all of you for your partnership, for your agreement, for all of the things when you come on here on Tuesday nights and pray with us. It is a blessing and an honor to partner with you. And it is a privilege and an honor to serve. So thank you for those that are giving and those that have given in Jesus' mighty name, and those that cannot give. I will be praying for God's abundant blessings to manifest in your house, in your hand, in your finances, in Jesus' name. Don't forget the 12-hour prayer, June 8th, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you save the date. Mark your calendars. We are going to be here having a powerful day. I have 11 other intercessors that are going to be praying with us. We are going to be praying the kingdom of God into the earth. Deliverance, healing, prophecy. If you think that's you and you want a piece of the kingdom, come holler at us. Come holler at the Holy Ghost, because I'm telling you, he finna be in the place. The Holy Ghost finna be in the house in Jesus' name. So if y'all want to have a Holy Ghost party with me, y'all want to have a Holy Ghost party with your sisters and brothers all over the globe, come holler at us on June the 8th. It's going to be a Holy Ghost, spirit-filled, good time. We going in, y'all. Ashley says she pulling up. Erica says she tapping in. Come on, how many of y'all on TikTok? Who's coming? Now on TikTok, you will have to go to my YouTube in order to see myself and the intercessors on June the 8th, because we will not be able to stream it on TikTok. So if you don't already follow me on YouTube, go to Flawed Free on YouTube, subscribe and click the notification bell, so that you know when we'll be live on June the 8th, 6 in the morning to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. I don't want you to miss it, okay? So make sure you're subscribed to our YouTube so that you can follow with us and pray with us on June the 8th. So if you don't know how to get there, there's a link on TikTok. All you got to do is click the link on TikTok and it'll take you to my YouTube. And then you can subscribe from there so that you don't miss that live. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Katoya Bailey said she will be there. Sierra will be there. Keisha will be there. Oh, so she said I'll be there front row. Come on now. Come on. Alexandra. Oh, she said she going to be there. Yes. Yes. Susan. She gonna be there. I can't wait to see y'all. I cannot wait. It's gonna be something. You coming to have an exchange and an encounter with God. You gonna leave there with some healing, with some plans, with a whole lot. You gonna leave. Okay, Patricia, come through Canada. Love you, sis. God bless you. Listen. You guys make sure you are in the house, because that's where we finna be. And it's going to be lit on fire with the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. May God bless you. May God keep you in Jesus' mighty name. And I'll see y'all next week. Night. Good night, guys.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity, where you are free to be me, Flawed and Free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.